Well, this is our second week of Advent. Our theme this week, this year, is close to home. I'm going to start with a question. How many orange cars or trucks did you see on your last drive of over 10 minutes? Did you see any? Think about it for a second. We're talking this Advent season about things that hit close to home and affect us deeply. This season sure does, doesn't it? During Advent and the Christmas season, we will journey through scriptures and rituals that carry the memories and truths of this season close to our hearts. In close to home, we acknowledge the already and not yet tension of our faith, that Emmanuel, God, is with us, and yet God's promised day, our everlasting home, is not yet fully realized. As we explore this theme close to home through scripture, we will name our deep longing for God to come close to us. As we said last week as well, close to home also recognizes the pain and grief many will carry into this season. It can be isolating and easy to imagine that everyone else has a reason to celebrate. They've got their people and their joy, but what if in your own life you feel loss and pain or just a general sense of being overwhelmed? The scriptures are here to speak to your reality today, whatever feels closest to home. The second week of Advent, the part of close to home we're going to talk about is laying a foundation. Foundations came up recently in our family. My husband and I celebrated our 16th anniversary last week. So a year ago, for number 15, we were in separate spaces of the house in COVID quarantine. So for this year, we decided to go all out, which meant we stayed home together with our teenage kids. But what we decided to do was get out the hard drive that was all the old videos and pictures from when they were babies. We hadn't watched any of them together. We came across pictures from 10 years ago when we built our house. This was a big move for us from the bachelor pad I had moved into when we got married to the place we knew we would raise our kids. I remember taking these photos, I'm going to show you, saying to the kids, "One day you'll say, I can't believe our house started from this." So here's the sold sign on a pile of dirt. And there they are. Our daughter Marin wasn't even 2 yet, so she doesn't remember this move. And because this is really about little kid cuteness, here's a close-up of my kids 10 years ago. And finally, here's the foundation of our house. I remember looking at that and could not imagine how a house could take shape from this, but there it is. We had to trust that the foundation was sound, and all that would be built on it could be sustained for as long as the house will stand. So far, it's proved to be a good foundation, and our house has weathered the storms and the heat waves and the lacrosse balls that have come its way. It's been the foundation for a home in which we have lived a lot of life that we couldn't have even pictured 10 years ago. When we talk about the foundation of our faith, what do we mean? I wonder if maybe it's the words and the blessings and the actions that have laid the foundation for our lives. It's the people who lay a foundation of faith for you. It's the acts that build and restore you to the person that God created you to be. Our scripture for today is a story of the foundation of faith into which Jesus was born. In the miraculous birth of John the Baptist, we see the foundation of what is to come, and we see how interwoven his story is with Jesus' origin story. That passage for today from Luke that I just read is actually a song. It's a song that sings of the divine promises spoken in the Old Testament and fulfilled in what's called Zechariah's song. Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist, Like so many key figures in the Old Testament drama, Zechariah was an aged priest, and like many of those Old Testament figures, Zechariah was childless. He and his wife Elizabeth were of advanced age by this time. And oh yeah, Zechariah, just before this passage today, he was mute. He'd gotten a message from the angel Gabriel that about him and Elizabeth bearing a child, and well, it seemed preposterous to him, and he let the angel know. But the angel was not having any of that. And he said because Zechariah didn't believe his words, he would become mute until the day these things would occur. Zechariah regains his voice in this song at the time John was born. His voice, and along with it, his imagination, it seems, is restored. He offers deep praise for God's tender mercy and casts the hopeful vision for his own child. He sings blessings into John's being, which lays the foundation for John's life. In turn, John will go on to prepare the way for Jesus, who will guide us all in the way of life. Zechariah's song recalls the faithfulness of God's promises. He recalls the words of promise to David of what would happen in his lineage. Zechariah sings, "He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old." In his song, he sings of these things promised to the ancestor Abraham, the promise of salvation from enemies, of redemption from danger, of freedom to love and serve God in holiness and righteousness. And the song announces that these promises are kept in the nearly twin arrivals of John and Jesus. The foundation is being laid through Zechariah's son, John, for the light of God to break into the world in Jesus. John will prepare the way for God's blessings to break through. How are we making space in our lives, in our imaginations, for God's blessings to break through? What are the acts that build a foundation of love and grace? One thing we can do is notice the work of God already taking place around us. Remember those orange cars I mentioned earlier? How many do you remember seeing on your last car drive? If you're like me, the answer is probably zero. But now I invite you to go out. And on your next 5 car drives, look for orange cars. And you will see them because they're there. Once you start looking for the work of God, for God's blessings breaking through into this sinful world, you will see God's love all the time. You will see glimpses of God's love and God's work in your daily life. You will see the sick healed, the oppressed set free, sinners forgiven, and the poor hearing good news. These glimpses of Jesus' reign are here. We are close to home. I'm going to show you a cute video of a kid who's pretty good at noticing the beauty of God's world around him. So this is from a series of videos called Kid President that became a YouTube sensation a few years back. And in this video, he's giving some advice to a person on their first day born. Let's watch.
A letter to a person on their first day here. Today, over 360,000 babies will be born, and you are one of them. Welcome, this is the world. It's a pretty cool place.
There's lots to see, smell,
there's corn dogs.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
There's just so much to do. Singing, and dancing.
Oh, and laughing. Laughing's the best.
It's especially great when you laugh and milk comes out of your nose.
But only if you just have milk.
Otherwise, it's just gross. Some days gross things will happen. Some days awesome things will happen. Some days you'll get ice cream.
some days you won't.
Some days your kite will fly high. Some days it gets stuck in the tree.
It's just how it is here.
There's plenty of reasons to dance. You just gotta look for them.
Don't worry, though. You won't be doing this alone. You're gonna meet lots of people here.
Some of them will be really nice, and some won't be. It's not that they can't be. It's just, maybe they're just having a bad day.
Being a person is hard sometimes.
You should give people high fives just for getting out of bed.
Oh, high fives. I forgot to explain that. How do I explain this?
It's kind of... High fives are like hitting someone who is your friend.
That's really bad.
Just treat everybody like it's their birthday. Even if they don't deserve it.
Because we all mess up sometimes. The biggest mess up? Not forgiving each other's mess ups. Maybe you'll be a teacher.
Maybe you'll be president.
Maybe you'll cure every disease ever.
You might even see the Grand Canyon, swim in the ocean.
Oh, this is so much. It's a lot.
Try this. Take a breath.
Isn't that amazing? It's called breathing. You're gonna do it a lot. Nobody knows exactly how much. So enjoy it.
Pay attention. Take brain pictures.
Because amazing things will happen every day.
This week, may orange cars be a reminder to look for God's blessings in the world. May you give thanks for the foundation of faith that has been laid with you. And may the reign of Jesus, whose light and life will break into our world, show us that God is near and we are close to home. Thanks be to God. Amen.